T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm joined right now by a legend. He's an actor. He's a rapper. And more importantly than any of that, let's be honest, he put together this big three, which Mr. Cube. Should I call you Mr. Cube?
I mean, you don't have to, but you can call me Cube. But right. Mr. Cube sounds cool.
I want to be formal. Mr. Cube.
Yay.
When you formed this last year, my reaction was this has a chance to be really cool, but I don't know, because a lot of these new leagues that start die out very quickly. And I think it's gotten better from year one to year two.
Yes, it has.
Are you surprised yourself that this thing has actually taken off and looks like it could be legitimate for years to come?
Pleasantly surprised. I mean, this is what we were banking on. You know, we knew how we started last year, but we saw the vision of where the league could be and where it could end up. And so I was pleasantly surprised to see guys come back in tip-top shape. You know, when we first started last year, guys didn't know what to expect. They didn't know it was a pickup game with the homies, you know, a little get out there, a little three-on-three. Even Allen Iverson thought he was able to play at that level. And a real league broke out, real competition, and guys realized that they wasn't ready. And so they tried to get ready during the season. Some of them was able to get there. Some of them wasn't. But when they came to the combine this year, everybody was in shape. Everybody was, you know, chiseled up, you know, took down some LBs. And they were looking good. And I was like, yo, they're taking this extremely serious. And they know what to expect this year.
That's the thing I noticed in the semifinal game where Big Baby, who I can't stand, gets fouled right at the end. He crushes down to the ground. I thought there was going to be an earthquake. And then he hits the big free throw to win it. There was intensity that sometimes, I hate to say this because I love the NBA, that sometimes we don't even see in NBA games. That intensity, that will to win.
These guys got passion. You know, a lot of guys didn't play because they didn't want to go that hard no more.
Right.
It was like, yo.
I get
Cube,
that.
I'm retired. And, dude, I'm not training like that no more, Cube. I'm done. But for the guys who, some guys got a little chip on their shoulder. You know what I mean? Some guys feel like, They didn't walk out of the NBA on their own terms.
Right.
They were just kind of, they didn't leave the NBA. The NBA left them. So guys still feel like they got a lot to prove. And then we got our younger guys who think they can get back. You know, we got guys 31, 32, 33, think if they show up and show out, they'll get a call. And we've gotten a few guys who's gotten a call back. Josh Childress. Xavier Silas got a 10-day contract with the Celtics last year. So, you know, guys are, thank you, man, one of the guys.
Ernie Acosta hooked you up with a Coca-Cola. Good job, Ernie.
He's a good guy.
That's right.
But you know, it's really been, you know, eye-opening experience on seeing the league go from one point to the next. But I knew that we would have to win over the hearts of guys like you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guys who see a lot of sports, who are connoisseurs of sports, and the quality and the competition has to be at a certain level to get guys excited. You know, and that's who we're aiming for. We want people to be excited about the big three when the finals is over. When they could say, yo, man, what are we going to do this summer? We're going to check out some big three.
Yeah, especially if you miss basketball because it's a perfect time. What I thought when it first started, I remember saying this on the air because we talked about it because I was fascinated by this thing. I said, they got to get the eyeballs with stars, with people you remember just to say, oh, I want to watch this. And then you have to say, wait a second, I don't even care who's playing. I like this brand of basketball. And I think now it's a mix. Like if you add Kobe next year, which was a crazy rumor, of course that'd be the greatest thing ever. But,
wouldn't it?
Well, can you do that? By the way,
I'm stalking him every day. You know, to me, a no is a maybe.
That's where you got to take it with him.
Yeah, without a doubt. So,
well, he's such a competitor that I could see him loving it. You know, just being able to compete like that.
He would love it. You know, it matters if he has the desire to train and compete. And you know, that's the part. Do you still have that in you? Because you have to do that. You're not going to walk off the street and have success. That's what I love about the Big Three. And you're exactly right. And we felt the same way. You know, stars will get you to watch.
Right. Then you got to stay.
But then the basketball has to be great. And 3-on-3 basketball is so familiar. You know, we all grew up playing it, watching it, you know, seeing our friends do it. But to do it at a high level, at the highest level, and try to, you know, make sure that it was interesting, that it wasn't boring, that, you know, the style of play is what you use. That we grew up watching guys play with their back to the basket, and the paint was for grown men.
Right.
And that's what we wanted. So, as you see, the style of play is starting to take over, and people just, you know, they want to see Baron Davis. They want to see Chauncey Billups. They want to see the stars. But if those guys can't go, the guys that are going are still playing at a very high. The basketball IQ is through the roof and very competitive.
The championship is tomorrow night in Brooklyn at Barclays Center. You made, off the top of my head, I remember two changes you made from year one to year two. The first change you had to make was just putting the stuff on live. I mean, that was the one thing I hated. You can't have something on tape delay. It doesn't feel real.
No. Yeah, you're thinking how I'm thinking, but go for it.
We're very similar, Q.
Yes.
Me and you are very similar. The second thing I thought was, and I think this was a move you made, where when you are up, because you play to 50. For anybody who hasn't seen this, you play to 50, got to win by two.
Yes.
Right? You gave each team a foul to give when they're about to get to that number so it doesn't end with free throws. The Glenn Davis thing, baby, ended with a free throw, but that's because he got the straight, got thrown to the ground, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think those two things were big. What's next? Do you see other things after watching year two where you say to yourself, all right, this I have to do, and this will make it even better?
Well, we added a third ref, which we thought guys were missing calls.
Right.
And with two refs, you know, guys are trained to look at certain areas. And so when they have that third guy, all the areas are covered. But when you have two guys, they got to cover more area, and they miss calls. And it was making guys, you know, heated when they get fouled and nobody call it. So that was another thing that we did. We're looking at, you know, just the end of games and how can we, you know, prevent them from ending on a free throw. You know, sometimes it just happens to happen. But,
right.
But it's happened way less this year than last year. And so, you know, we feel good about where we are, but, of course, we want to make the game better. And, you know, whatever we can do, we're going to evaluate it.
How's it going viewership-wise? Are you noticing a jump in people's interest?
Yes. You know, we're doing, you know, a lot more numbers than we were last year. Last year, we had a good, you know, the opening week was great.
Right.
Then, you know, we were doing maybe 100,000, 130,000 people a week. Then the finals, we end up doing close to 1 million, but that was on Big Fox.
Right.
So this year is great because our viewership is up. You know, we're up 250,000, 300,000 people, even on FS1. And then our viewership on Big Fox is around 1 million. You know, and that's for regular season games. So it's moving in the right direction. We feel like, you know, there's things that we can do with shoulder programming, like Inside the Big Three show,
right,
and things like that to keep the interest throughout the week. Because right now we got to pump everybody up. We have a game on Friday, and then we're kind of dark until the next Friday. So we got to fill in that space.
All you've got to do to get people excited for this game, because it worked on me, because I've been in and out of it, right?
Yes.
I'm honest with you. It's the summer. Things are going on. Is to show highlights of the semifinal game in which the Power defeated Tri-State. Amari's team, by the way, for all the Knicks fans. And Nate Robinson, both on that team. Because I think that game, from an intensity standpoint, from how close it was, from the dramatic ending, all of that, I think that sells. I think that's all you need to do is see that and you say, oh, geez, man, I may watch this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could bottle that game up.
Seriously.
I dreamed of that game. I was like, they said, who you want to win these games? I said, man, I just want a 48-48 game.
Right.
Somebody call a timeout and we figure out what's going to happen. And that's kind of, you know, almost what went down. It did come down to 49-49 and with a timeout. And, you know, Quentin Richardson gets to steal. Big Baby Davis look like he about to dunk it and go to the championship. And he gets wrecked from the back. And
how much can't you stand Big Baby? I can't stand Big Baby.
I love Big Baby.
Oh, stop yeah, it. You're yeah, a Laker yeah. fan. You can't stand him.
I mean, he's a great dude. You know, I hated him in the 08
exactly.
when they beat us. But in what, 2010, he looked pretty good walking off the court game 7. The Lakers
by the
with
way,
the championship.
You know, here's the most obnoxious thing you said. It was before we started. You know, talk. I said, "Oh, yeah, you're a Laker fan." You're like, "Yeah, we got LeBron." It was a tough time, man. That graveyard. I'm thinking, yeah. graveyard.
Yeah,
you're the freaking
years.
Lakers.
Them 5 years was brutal,
oh,
man.
Oh God, I feel so bad
Lord,
for you,
man. Please.
Yeah, but what are you winning with this team now? I mean, getting LeBron is exciting, but you're not beating the Warriors.
Well, maybe not this year. But I think, you know, we got young pieces. We got this great, you know, the best player in the league. And then we got veteran pieces of players that, you know, I know raise eyebrows when you add, like, JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, and Rondo to the mix. But these are all guys who competed against LeBron. Did I cut myself off? These are all guys that competed against LeBron,
right,
and they won't back down to him. They won't bow down to him,
right,
and that's good to show our young players that even though you have a superstar like this, don't just defer and forget your game and forget that you're a pro too and you have to bring it too. So I think we got a nice balance to make a little noise this year, and then go for it next year.
We're talking to the great Ice Cube. You know what those three guys have in common? Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee. They're going to be in the Big Three within 2 years.
We'll take them.
You know I'm right.
We'll take them.
Of course.
No problem, man. Come on with it.
Are you getting the sense, this Kobe rumor, forget him for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense that there are NBA stars? Vince Carter jumps out at me. Because
yes.
These guys still want – the guy wants to play so badly, he's playing for the Hawks. What a waste of time.
Man, he can come out here and be the MVP of our league.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? It'll be incredible. Corey Maggette is the MVP. He tore his Achilles last year in Brooklyn, game
right.
one. He come back this year and put together a crazy season. But we had I had Jason Terry walk over to me in Dallas
right.
after playoff game is like, I'm coming. So that's what I want to hear. That means we got a league that is attractive, that is set up the right way, because you know these players talk to each other. So
sure, sure.
Everybody's happy with what's going on behind the scenes. They feel included. And this is what it's about, man. It's not about where we are now. It's about if you can see the vision of where this can be,
yeah.
you know, 3-4 years down the road. It's going to be pretty cool to have another thing in the summer to get behind.
Here's the key. Is Fox happy? Because you got it. The TV deals are always so important so people can watch it. Is
yes.
Fox committed to this long term?
I believe they're very happy. You know, I think we've exceeded expectations. After, you know, this game, we get a chance to sit down and talk to them and see what the future holds. But we believe that, you know, Fox is a great, you know, they framed our league, you know, as about as good as you can get it. You know, the production, the care, the attention to detail, and putting us on Big Fox, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
sure.
That's pretty incredible for a second-year league to have our championship game on Big Fox. And so we're happy, and it's really all about, you know, the future and how do they help us grow this sport.
Now, the game is tomorrow night in Brooklyn. You're performing before
yeah,
the game?
Yeah, I'm performing.
Oh,
it's actually
nice.
Two games. So you'll get to see the third
Tri-State,
place.
Right.
Yeah, you can
yeah.
see Tri-State. So the Mari fans, the Nate fans, Dr. J fans, Jermaine O'Neal fans, you'll still get a chance to see them play. They just playing for third place. And, you know, with those guys, the worst thing about playing for third place is coming in fourth place. So
exactly.
they want to win that game.
I'm sure. And the best thing you did of all things, because I told you I'm a Net fan. I appreciate my history. Dr. J, not only coaching this league, but the championship trophy is named after him, which is very cool.
Man, it was like one of the things that, you know, when it hit us, we was like, yo, this is a perfect thing for a lot of reasons. He's been, you know, instrumental in raising the profile of the ABA, NBA, and now the Big Three. So, you know, to even just be a part of the Big Three, somebody like Dr. J, I mean, it gives us so much credibility.
Sure.
Just off the bat. And he didn't have to do it, you know. I'm pretty sure he's happy being Dr. J, you know, golfing all around the world, going around to some 76er games, waving, getting the royal treatment.
Right.
But to get back into the arena in a competitive, you know, atmosphere and want to win and have to coach and walk off with losses. And, you know, I just salute Dr. J. And to be able to name this trophy after him is just something that it's a dream come true for me because, you know, I've been a big fan of him since The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, if y'all ever remember
yeah,
that movie.
Yeah, of course.
But I've been just a fan of his forever, and to be able to be this close to him and work with him and then name something this prestigious after him, you know what I mean? It's like dream come true for me.
Yeah. If you want tickets, big3.com/tickets. Game's going to be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Fox. You can watch Ice Cube perform if you're in attendance at Barclays starting at 6:30. Congrats on the success.
Thank you.
I enjoy it, and I appreciate you coming in, man.
Hey, man, thanks for having us, man. Check out the Big Three. Come see us, man. It's an affordable ticket. Bring the whole family. Have some fun.
Beautiful thing. The great Ice Cube.
Yeah,
Midday
yay.
Show. Coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.